Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mummer of Many. I had no intention of going live today as I'm sat in the sunshine in this gorgeous month of May, the Hebraic month of Iyar. And if you didn't tune in to the prophetic word, I actually thought that the word given for the month, possibly the Lord would just have me release that. And hey, I'll see you before June as I'm obeying what the Lord has shown me to do in this season. I'm going with the flow of His overflow and what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And may that be true of each and every one of you too, that we follow that cloud by day and the fire by night. And you know, when that cloud stops, then we stop. We need to, in these days, increasingly be pressing into all the Lord has to say for our lives, and we obey. We are going to step up, step out, do the ridiculous, and we're going to see the miraculous. And even if that includes going live with a Mummer of Many, no makeup, hey, just the real deal. But at this time, I believe the true beauty, the only gorgeousness relevant to be seen is Jesus, that He rises and He shines through our lives more and more, that we decrease, as John the Baptist said, for He must increase in our lives at this time. And as we went live, literally the morning after I'd released the message on the month of Iyar, Hebraically, which went live slightly different to our month of May, from the 29th of April and goes through to the 28th of May, I was sharing how prophetically it means light. It means radiance. The very next morning, I awoke, and I woke with the word resounding through my spirit through the night of the bridegroom that bursts forth like the sun. Well, we know that our bridegroom is our Lord and Savior Jesus, our soon returning groom, as we are told in scripture, for His bride. We are the bride of Christ. And I looked up the scripture, and it's found in the Psalms 19. In fact, I'm going to read from 1 to 5 because it is so significant and I believe prophetic. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day and night they utter speech, and night after night they reveal knowledge." They are revealing the glory of God. "All of the heavens shout His praise. Beautiful, magnificent, wonderful is our God. There is no speech or language," verse 3, "where their voice is not heard. They speak, the sun, moon and stars, giving glory to God without saying a word." Genesis shows that they have been given for the times and for seasons. "And their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber," or another translation says, "a bridegroom bursting out of his chamber, rejoicing like a strong man to run its race, to run its course." We see there the cycle daily of the sun. God's created that cycle. New every morning is His love for us. The word of God shows us that His mercies are new every morning. He's the God of the second chance, the third chance. There are 365 days in the year. Hey, you have 365 times and more for the Lord to say, "Get up again, go again. My mercies are new and fresh for you." Do you know, apparently, fear is stated in the word of God 365 times. Well, for 365 days in the year, the Lord comes with His word to say, "I've overcome all of your fear. I've overcome all of your doubts. Rise up in me. Rise up. Let my light burst forth into and through your darkness. Rise and shine, for this is your time." And I'm going somewhere with this word prophetically today because I sense that the Lord would say, the Lord has given us the times and the seasons. He is a cyclical God. We see that Hebraically, not like in Greek thinking or in Roman thinking and ideology, which is very much linear, but in God's thought patterns, we see that, and Hebraically, it's always cyclical. God gave to us, he gave to the children of Israel, we're grafted into Israel, those appointments with God, the Moeds, the feasts of which there are seven throughout the year, and they celebrate them annually because they are not just Israel's feasts. The word of God says that they are the feasts of the Lord, and within them there is great prophetic fulfillment. I'm not going to go through that today, but that's part of his cycle, always coming around again, God reminding his people and wanting us to remember and to remind him of his purposes and his promises and his blessings towards us, which are there in his word for us. He's given to us the Sabbath, which every 7 days we are told to come out of the stress, come out of our working patterns and to find that place of rest. It's in returning to him. That's what the cycle is always about, continually returning to him. And then he gives us daily. The sun rises and then the sun sets and then the moon rises. And in that day that the Lord has ordained is that cycle. His mercies are new every morning. He's the God of the second, third, fourth chance. That's what the Lord is wanting to say to us today through the cycle that he has established. In our linear thinking, you can feel like, oh, I've missed my time. I've missed out. Oh, but in God's cycle, it's just coming around again. He's a God of convergence, that we never go back to things of the past. We're seeing a great restoration and a great move of the Holy Spirit in these days. And some people have said to me, oh, it's like we're going back to what we knew in our youth. No, we're actually, it's a convergence. We're going higher, further, faster. We're taking more in these days of all that the Lord has for us. It's a converging, it's a cycle. And God would say to you today, you haven't missed it. You haven't missed out that business opportunity, that relationship that you feel has fallen flat on its face. The Lord says, my mercies are new every morning. I am converging. I am bringing back better. I'm bringing back more. I'm bringing the new into all that you are going through. I am casting off. The Lord would say, let go today to take hold. Let go of the old. Take hold of the new that the Lord has for you. It is a new day. And I sense that the Lord would say to us today, just something that came to me. I woke with this just this morning. How ridiculous. In this month of IR, bringing prophetically now this word, I have seen across our news that in the UK, they are throwing millions and millions of pounds into a scientific project whereby they're looking to dim the sun, all in the name of global warming. Well, I'm going to stick my neck out there today and I'm going to say nonsense. The schemes, the stupidity of man, man's ignorance seems to know no bounds. God created the sun not to be dimmed, but what was the sun created for? To shine bright, to burst forth. And the Lord would say, my word will always overcome. The wisdom of man is nonsense and is futility to our God. Don't allow any lie of darkness to come and try and dim you, hold you back, squash you, quench the call of God within you, for it is your time. Just like the sun has been made to shine, and nothing, no ridiculous efforts of man will stop or prevent the unique calling of the sun in the sky. It will break out, burst forth every day. The Lord would say to you today, don't allow anything to prevent, hold back, dim, squash what the Lord is calling you to rise to and to shine and burst forth into in these days. Your life will give him great praise. And just in the same way, as we went live with the decade of 2020s, which was the 5780s Hebraically, the 80 in Hebrew means mouth. It means breath of God. This is the decade of God's word to go forth in power. Now, what does devil, what does evil do? Comes to muzzle, comes to shut up, comes to shut down. Now, in this year, the Hebraic year, our year 2025, Hebraically, it's 5785. It means light, window. In this month now of Iyar means light. We find out that there's millions going into trying to dim the sun. Well, what nonsense. Our great God is coming with his word today. And he has overcome the nonsense and the stupidity of man. Let's keep looking up to the great I am, because the Lord has said, Jesus is our bridegroom. He is about to burst forth on behalf of his bride. The scriptures say there in that psalm, like a bridegroom from his chamber, coming for his own. As soon as the Father releases his orders from the throne, hey, it's time. We are going to arise. Whatever you're going through, as you see darkness increasing on the earth, as you see the stupidity and the futility of the wisdom of man increasing, we can rest in the wisdom and in the knowledge of God's great word, his promises for us, and that we can know that in this month of Iyar, in this month of light, we are going to shine bright. We are going to arise and shine his church at this time. And we are going to show forth the glory, the greatness, the beauty, the miraculous wonders of our God. Also, I just sense to check in and say today, just as the sun, the picture of our unstoppable, the Son of God, who will always break through for us, I sense that the Lord would say from John 1:14, so the word became human, he made his home among us. Just like God made a home for the natural sun in the sky, Christ left his home in heaven. He came and he made his home among us in this world, in and amongst sinful man. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, the Father's one and only Son. What a parallel with the word that I'm bringing today. Ultimately, we are looking to the Son of God in these days, the one, the Son, who shines brightly, who came as Jesus is the light of the world. And it says in his word that the light will always overcome the darkness, not the reverse, no matter how it looks. The darkness will never overwhelm or overcome the light. And the light of Christ is within you, bursting through you like the sun. So go into the darkness, wherever you go, whatever room the Lord takes you into. The Lord says he is increasing your relevance. He is increasing your scope. He is increasing your influence at this time. So rise and shine in whatever room you go into. Know that darkness will be eradicated and light will break through. For you are sons and daughters of breakthrough, and the Lord will break through all of your darkness for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord would also say in this month of Iyar, as I shared last time, that it's whenever the Amalek spirit arose originally against the children of Israel. They had come out of Egypt, and then the Amalekites came to attack from behind. They came to take out the stragglers. They came for the weaklings. They came to attack when they should have been making way for the children of God to pass through. And the Lord said, because of that, that the Amalekite spirits, the Amalekites, ultimately Israel was to destroy. Well, we know the promise of God that the time is coming when all evil will be completely destroyed and eradicated. And we are to arise as the army of God at this time. But we are to beware and to be aware that in this month of Iyar, the enemy is coming. He's coming with like those foxes, little foxes that want to destroy the vine. He is coming sometimes to entice. He is coming with an element of surprise. But the Lord would say, beware and be aware. That stumbling block, the stone that is set before you to trip you up and bring you down to the pit, he promises in Psalm 91, he will bear you up in angels' wings, bear you up in their arm so you will not even strike your foot against a stone. That he promises salvation. He promises you will overcome. So I want you to put your trust, keep your eyes on the prize, keep looking up to the sun at this time, and beware that that enemy, that Amalek spirit today wants to come to steal, kill, and to destroy God's purposes, his promises for you in transition. We are in a month of transition between Passover and between Pentecost. Get ready. The Lord wants us to prepare our hearts. He wants us to clean house. He wants us to be his purified bride, ready for the double portion outpouring of his spirit. We are living in the days, the latter day church, where all that has gone on before, the former reigns and the latter reigns. All the works and wonders that God has for his latter day house, his latter day church, are going to come together in one almighty explosion of God's double portion power shower. Get ready for the fire of God. Get ready for the rivers of living water to burst the banks of your life, to break through, to destroy and to eradicate all that has come against you. And you're going to flow in his blessings, in his increase, in his favor more and more at this time. This is preparation time. So in this month of May, in this month of Iyar, I sense the Lord would say today that as we fall low before him to our knees, as we return to him continually, which is about his cycle that he has set in the order of the world for us, as we return to him daily, continually, then we fall before him to our knees. We're going to rise before kings and we're going to display his glory. The Lord would say, be aware of those little foxes that want to destroy your vine and the blessings. A vine represents wine, the good times that the Lord has ahead for you, wants to come and steal, kill, and to destroy from you. But Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and life in abundance. Burst forth in his light and in his life at this time, and all darkness will be destroyed. All the darkness that comes against you will be destroyed before you by the word of the Lord. Be aware of those little foxes. The enemy is seeking to drain you out, to take you out, seeking to wear you down and to tire you out. But the Lord would say, do not be weary in doing good. Hey, stay in God's good habits, what he commands us to do. Stay in praise, stay in prayer, stay in his word, and you will stay in his purpose. And you are going to come through this month of transition. It matters what you do in a period of transition, for it will determine your position in the new the Lord is bringing you into. There's a prophetic word from the Lord right there for you. Receive it, take it, burst forth, rise and shine. Do not grow weary at this time in doing good. Be people of praise. Be his prayer warriors, not worriers. Put your trust in the Lord. Trust in him with all of your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on what you see, but trust in his word. Live by faith, not sight, continually. For this is your time, your breakthrough, your breakout, and your bursting forth is before you. Hey, God bless you. Can I pray for you today? Father, I just thank you, Lord, for I'm just leaning into what I sense you wanted me to go live with today. Nothing prepared, Lord, just your Holy Spirit having your Holy Spirit's way and say. And I pray, Holy Spirit, move in every heart today. Lord, I pray that the light of Jesus, our gorgeous, beautiful bridegroom, will burst forth and will destroy and overcome all darkness. That's the victory of the risen sun. We rise, we shine. This is our time. We love you, Jesus. Hey, God bless you. Until next time. Mwah.